with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, March 12th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's get you caught up on some college sports news from around the region. We'll first start with some scores from yesterday. The Summit League Women's and Men's Basketball Conference tournaments taking place at the Denny Sanford Premier Center up in Sioux Falls. The women's bracket in the semifinal round yesterday saw top-seeded South Dakota State knock off the University of South Dakota 76-63, sending the Jackrabbits and Akron Westfield alum Natalie Nielsen into the Summit League title game later today. The Jackrabbits were led by Brooklyn Meyer, who had 21 points with 4 rebounds, Paige Meyer 20 points, 7 assists, and had 3 rebounds for the Jackrabbits, who will try and make it to the NCAA Women's Basketball National Tournament once again. Best of luck to the Jacks and Akron Westfield alum Natalie Nielsen as they'll take on North Dakota State today in Sioux Falls. The Bison defeated Oral Roberts 75-66. And in case you're curious, on the men's side, the South Dakota State men also got it done at the semifinals. They defeated the University of St. Thomas 59-49, and the Jacks will take on the Denver Pioneers, who defeated Omaha 66-63 in the Summit League semifinals yesterday. Again, the Summit League title matches are tonight in Sioux Falls for the women, South Dakota State and North Dakota State, and then South Dakota State and Denver in the men's contest in the Summit League tournament. The winners of those two games are automatically qualified to the NCAA National Tournament. More college sports news for you, as Lamar's community alum Madison Dreckman was named first team All Heart of America Athletic Conference following the conclusion of the Mount Mercy University women's basketball season. Dreckman was the star of the show for the Mustangs this season, averaging 16 points to go along with 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and she also blocked a shot and a half per game this year, leading the Mustangs in scoring, rebounding, block shots, and in three-pointers made this season with 51. She could do everything for Mount Mercy out there. She needed to. She was Heart of America Conference Player of the Week twice, finishing the season. The Mustangs finished the season with a record of 17-11. They went 15-9 in the Heart of America Conference, finished fifth in the league, and they ended their season in the Heart of America Conference Tournament quarterfinal round to Benedictine. They were the first team out of the Heart to not make the national tournament this year, so no national tournament for Madison Dreckman and Mount Mercy University, but Dreckman does end her college women's basketball career as a first-team all-conference selection at Mount Mercy University. Thought we'd also pass along, not necessarily some college sports news, some professional sports news. The Sioux City Bandits, professionally endowed team, getting their season started with an exhibition victory over the Minneapolis Warriors on Saturday, 49-14. Devin Groenhagen will be playing for the Bandits this year. At least he suited up and played in the exhibition opener. Groenhagen, an alum of Galen Catholic High School, he got his season started with a tackle and a half a tackle for loss as the Bandits opened their season in a new league, the National Arena League, getting a victory over the Minneapolis Warriors on Saturday night at the Tyson Event Center. You can catch Groenhagen and the Bandits in action on Friday night at the Tyson Event Center when they open National Arena League play against the Oklahoma Flying Aces. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.